Mark, what was kind of behind you? Worked him a couple years. What was kind of your thing? And did you recruit him to come here with you?
Yeah, I did. Charles is one of the top defensive back coaches in the country. And, you know, when I had a chance to come to Oregon, I really wanted him to win me.
How come? What was it about your guys' relationship over this?
Well, he's just great. He's a great teacher. He's great with young people. He's just a heck of a coach.
Jim, this defense for so long was really good at forcing turnovers. Last couple of years, it hasn't been that case. Is that something you can teach guys, or is that instinctual?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. It's not luck, you know. It's a conscious effort, and you know, you've got to work very hard at it. You got to know how to work at it. And I think that's something that we're gonna do everything we can to get the takeaways.
How's the physicality come along on the front seven, Coach?
It's been good, you know, a lot better than last spring. You know, they're starting to get an idea. I think Joe Salavea is one of the best D-line coaches in the country, and he's really got them playing pretty well right now, you know. And you know, we're not – obviously, all coaches are going to say the same thing. You know, we're not there, and, you know, we've got a ways to go. But, man, he's a good coach. He's done a great job with those guys.
Coach, what's the kind of single most important ingredient of getting a defense better, whether that's culture or talent or just togetherness?
Well, I think you got to find enough players that want to, you know, and it's that important to them. If you don't have that, then you're gonna struggle. You know, if you get enough people that really want to be great, and then they'll do it. You know, and that's after that, you know, you got to obviously teach, you know, how to play the game and a system and tackling, getting off blocks, and all those kind of things. But the first thing is getting guys that want to.
So, you know, stopping the run is one thing, but is it too easy to say that if you get a better pass rush, that it'll be a better pass defense than last year?
Well, we all know it's all important. You all been around football. You know, yeah. You need to have a great rush. You need to have coverage. You know, it all works hand in hand. You got to be able to do it all.
There was one player I heard yesterday that said, install is going really well. Everybody's processing it very well. What can you say? Something like that.
Well, you know, I mean, it's better than last spring because we just put in last spring. So they worked on it in the winter, spring, summer. Now this is about their fourth time they're going through it. So you would hope they'd have a pretty good idea what they're doing. But we haven't played a game yet, you know. So, you know, obviously we all know that it comes down to playing games, you know. So we haven't, till you do that and produce there, that you don't know for sure, but they've done a good job with it.
I know you guys are going to scrimmage later in fall, but just a week or two in, how do you kind of evaluate before scrimmages and before games how the defense is improving?
Well, you know, our defense staff gets in there and watch film. We watch every snap of everything we do, and, you know, you can tell how they're doing, you know, through that. You know, and then certainly scrimmages help because, you know, you want them to go full speed of the ball and you want to put them in a game situation and when it's on. But, you know, you evaluate every day. We do, you know, in every practice.
Have you always been as active on social media as you are, you know, with this Oregon staff?
Well, I'm not that active on social media. Shoot, I tweet out a little bit, but that's about all I do. I'm not a big social media guy other than that, really. You know, text message once in a while.
Who's been showing well at linebacker? You got Troy Dye, one of the top freshmen last year, but who's some other guys that are showing well at linebacker?
They're all – I don't want to single out anybody. Okay. I think they've all done some good things, you know, and we're going to need four or five guys in there. So, you know, they've all been working hard at it.
Safety say that in this defense, the communication pre-staff starts with them. How important is it to get those guys knowing every should be lined up and getting the calls out from the safety spot earlier?
No, it is. It's very important. Their safeties are great. They have to be great communicators. And they've done a pretty good job with that. And I've been proud of them. You know, we weren't very good last spring, but they're coming around and they're getting more confident with the calls. And they're, you know, they're making decisions, you know, and being more forthright with that. And so that is important.
Other than the communication, where else do you want to see your unit improve throughout the fall before the first?
Everything. I mean, everything. You know, where do you want us to improve? Everywhere, you know, of course.
For a player like Henry Mondu, you're his third defensive coordinator in four years.
How about that?
Does that give – are there some pros to that in terms of –
He gets to know three people, you know, real well and learn different systems, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think about that. That's – you know, all I'm thinking about right now is just practice, seeing if we can get through it and do a great job. And I don't think about much more than that. I get too confused, you know. And, okay, are we all pretty good? Yes, sir.
This is the longest fall camp you guys have ever had. It was known 2 days. How are you using that extra time? Like walkthroughs and meetings? Like, how are you using that extra time to teach your guys?
Well, exactly. You know, just what you said, the walkthroughs and the meetings. You know, you get a little bit more time with that. You know, I'm probably not a guy that would do this. I'd probably like the 2 days and, you know, just grind it through. But, you know, we look at it in a positive way, you know, just like you just said, more meetings and all that. Gotta go. Gotta roll. I'm excited about practice. Okay, thank you. Thanks.